Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're really digging into the Augusta economy. How's it been doing since the year kicked off back in January 2025?
That's the plan. We've gathered the latest employment figures, key economic indicators, all that data.
Right. And the goal is to give you a clear, insightful picture of what's actually happening, you know, without drowning you in spreadsheets.
Exactly. Think of it as the story behind the numbers. We want you to feel like you really get it quickly and thoroughly.
So let's dive right into January. One of the first things that jumps out is this revision of past employment numbers.
Yeah, that caught some attention. The Bureau of Labor Statistics adjusted past figures downwards. It amounted to about 6,000 jobs over 4 years.
And a big chunk of that, 2,800, was just in the last year, right? What was behind that?
Well, it's mostly about incorporating updated information. You know, new census data comes in, more complete reports. Mm-hmm. It's standard procedure, really. They refine the historical picture.
Okay, so it's more about accuracy for the past, not necessarily a bad sign for now.
Precisely. And actually, despite those downward revisions to the past, January itself looked pretty strong.
How so?
Employment actually increased in January. It went up to 247,400.
Okay.
And based on this new revised data series, that's the second highest level on record for Augusta. Only July 2024 was higher.
So a rebound, even with the corrected baseline, that's encouraging.
It definitely shows some underlying strength.
Another point from January federal government jobs, they seem to have held steady.
Yeah, stable at 10,100 since May of 2024.
Is that typical for Augusta?
Well, it's interesting if you look back. Federal employment dipped in the early 90s. Then it peaked up around the 2008 crisis. And again, after the COVID recession, hitting around 10,200 both times.
So staying at 10,100 now is kind of maintaining that post-recession high level.
Sort of, yeah. It suggests a pretty consistent federal presence compared to, say, 20 or 30 years ago.
And that 10,100 represents about 4% of all jobs in Augusta. That's higher than the national average, isn't it?
It is, yes. Nationally, it's closer to 2%. So the federal government plays a comparatively larger role here that can add a layer of stability.
Okay. Let's shift to the leading economic index, the LEI. How did that look in January?
It moved up a modest increase, 0.3%. But importantly, that put it 0.6% higher than January of the previous year.
So a positive signal after it dipped in December.
Exactly. It suggested things were maybe getting back on track. We also saw a positive sign in housing.
Oh, yeah.
Permits for new residential housing jumped 13% in January. 282 permits issued.
And fewer people filing for unemployment, too.
That's right. Initial claims dropped 10% to 188. Another indicator pointing towards, you know, a reasonably stable job market starting the year.
Of course, there's always the bigger picture, the stock market inflation.
Right. The Dow Jones had a good January, hit 44,544, but then gave a lot of that back in February.
And inflation.
It ticked up just slightly in the South to 2.8%. Not alarming, but something to watch.
What about job openings? I remember seeing something about those falling.
Yes, that was less positive. Job openings in Georgia fell by 3,000 in January, and South Carolina saw a bigger drop, down 10,000.
And there's that ratio, unemployed people per job opening, 1.5 in Georgia, 1.1 in South Carolina. What does that tell us?
Well, a ratio over 1, like Georgia's 1.5, can suggest a mismatch. Maybe skills, maybe location, yep, between job seekers and the jobs available.
Whereas South Carolina's 1.1, closer to 1, might be more about just not enough jobs overall, a cyclical thing.
Potentially, yeah. It's complex. But the overall trend since early 2022 has been fewer job openings per unemployed person. The market's been tightening or perhaps rebalancing.
Okay, so January, revised job history, but current jobs up. Stable federal presence, LEI up, permits up, claims down.
Yeah.
But falling openings and a little inflation. A bit of a mixed bag.
Yeah, fair summary, yes. Now, moving into February.
The LEI kept climbing.
It did. Up another 0.2% in February. That put it 0.9% higher than February the year before. So continued positive momentum there.
And the really big news seemed to be unemployment claims. A huge drop.
Massive, yeah. Initial claims fell by 65% in February, down to just 653.
Wow, 65%.
It was the lowest level since November 2019. And that percentage drop was actually steeper here in Augusta than it was for Georgia overall.
What does that signal? Just a really tight local labor market in February.
It certainly suggests that, yes, a significant improvement in the local job situation that month.
But the job openings picture was still mixed between the states.
Right. In February, Georgia saw openings increase a bit, up 7,000. But South Carolina continued to see a decrease, down another 3,000.
Oh, interesting divergence there.
It highlights how local and state factors really matter, even with shared regional or national trends.
Meanwhile, the Dow Jones fell in February, even before any talk of tariffs really heated up.
Yeah, market sentiment was clearly a bit nervous, regardless of local strength. On the plus side for consumers, inflation in the South did cool off in February.
Gosh.
Dropped down to 2.3%.
Okay. And housing permits in February?
A slight increase. Just nudged up a little, suggesting construction activity was still ongoing.
But then we got that data on house prices.
Ah, yes. That was sobering. Average house prices in the Augusta MSA, up 60%. 60. Since the end of the 2020 recession.
That's a huge jump in just a few years. Great if you own, tough if you're trying to buy.
Extremely tough. And the Atlanta Fed's affordability monitor really drove that home.
It said housing in the MSA overall is not affordable, right?
Correct. On average, it takes about 34% of the median household income to cover home ownership costs. And what's striking is the variation within the MSA.
How so?
Columbia County was the only one classified as affordable at just under 30%. But then you look at Edgefield County, over 39%. That's the least affordable.
Wow. So huge differences just moving across county lines.
Yeah.
What about Richmond or Aiken?
Richmond was around 33%, Burke 32%, Lincoln nearly 36%, McDuffie about 31%, Aiken 34.5%. So yeah, Columbia was the outlier on the affordable side.
It really shows affordability is a very localized issue, even within one metro area.
Yeah.
Okay, back to February, employment numbers. Overall jobs
increased slightly, up by 400 jobs in the MSA, reaching 247,300.
And federal jobs, still steady.
Still 10,100 in Augusta, even though nationally, federal employment saw a small dip that month.
So government is still the biggest sector overall here.
By far, 45,300 employees. That's about 18% of all workers in the Augusta MSA.
And that's mostly local government.
Yes, local government has the biggest share, about 21,700, then state government at 13,500, and federal, as we said, 10,100.
And what's the second biggest sector now? You mentioned a change.
Right. It's now professional and business services. They're at 38,000 employees, just edging out education and health services, which is at 37,300.
That's a significant shift. What kinds of jobs are in professional and business services?
It's broad. Everything from, you know, administrative support, temp agencies, to engineering, accounting, consulting, a real mix.
And education and health is mainly hospitals and schools.
Primarily, yes. Healthcare is the dominant piece there.
What about other big sectors like retail or manufacturing?
Retail is substantial, around 27,500 in Feb. Leisure and hospitality, around 24,000. Manufacturing is significant too, just under 20,000, though it has come down a bit from its peak in January 2023.
Okay. And briefly, the smaller sectors.
Sure. Construction, along with mining and logging, is just under 15,000. Then you've got financial activities, transportation and utilities, and this category called other services.
What's in other services?
Things like repair shops, laundromats, personal care, religious organizations. Those sectors are each between 7,000 and 9,000 employees.
Okay.
And then wholesale trade is around 5,000, and the information sector is the smallest, about 1,800 jobs.
Got it. Thanks for that breakdown. Now, March. The LEI really took off.
It really did. A jump of 1.9% in just 1 month. That was the biggest monthly increase we'd seen since way back in August 2020 during the pandemic recovery.
That's substantial. Puts it 1.4% higher than the year before. What drove that big jump?
A major factor was residential building permits. They hit a record high in March.
A record? How many?
631 permits. The highest monthly total going back to at least the year 2000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that mostly single family homes?
Interestingly, no. It was almost an even split. 298 permits for single unit structures and 329 for structures with five or more units. So apartments, condos.
That suggests really strong demand across the board for housing, doesn't it? Maybe population growth, maybe investment.
Likely a combination, yeah. Tied into that affordability discussion too, perhaps driving demand for multifamily units.
And unemployment claims in March.
Yeah.
Still falling.
Continued their downward path. Fell again to just 622, very low.
And inflation cooled even further.
Yes, the annual inflation rate in the South Census region dropped to just 1.9% in March, quite low.
But the stock market wasn't feeling optimistic.
No, the Dow actually ended March at its lowest level of the year up to that point. So broader economic worries were still definitely present.
And we saw more revisions to job openings data.
We did. Downward revisions again for past months in both Georgia, down 30,000, and South Carolina, down 9,000.
But looking at the current March data, Georgia added jobs, but South Carolina's openings kept falling.
That's right. Georgia added about 5,000 jobs in March. South Carolina's job openings figure decreased by another 3,000. that divergence continues.
Still looking at hiring and separations, the labor market seems pretty active overall. People are still moving around.
Yeah, the numbers suggest that. In Georgia, for example, 184,000 hires in March, 109,000 quit, people leaving voluntarily. South Carolina saw 97,000 hires. So yes, still a lot of churn, which usually points to a relatively strong market, even with those opening trends.
Okay, that takes us to April, and employment hit a new high.
It did. Augusta MSA employment increased by 900 workers for March. That pushed the total to 248,200, a new record high for the area.
And I imagine the Masters Tournament played a role there.
Almost certainly. We saw leisure and hospitality employment jump by 400 in April. That's a classic Masters effect. Hotels, restaurants, staffing up.
Right. And you also mentioned that other services sector tends to get a bump in April, too.
Yes. For the last 3 years now, we've seen a noticeable increase in other services employment, specifically in April.
Even though it's not immediately obvious how, say, a repair shop or a church gets a direct Masters boost.
Exactly. It's harder to draw a direct line for every subcategory in there, but the consistent April bump alongside leisure and hospitality is suggestive. It hints at a broader ripple effect through the local economy.
Now, retail also did well in April.
It did, up 200 jobs, reaching 27,760. That was also a record high for retail employment in Augusta.
So, taken together, these April numbers, they suggest the Masters continues to pack a strong economic punch locally, despite maybe some talk about consumers pulling back elsewhere.
I think that's a fair reading, yes. The employment data, particularly in those key sectors, points to a very positive impact from the tournament again this year.
If we look at the overall employment trend graph for Augusta, you see that long-term upward slope, the big dip around 2020, the recovery.
Right. And then zooming in, you can really see those April spikes in sectors like other services in recent years. It visualizes those seasonal or event-driven dynamics on top of the longer trend.
So let's put Augusta in context regionally again, using that March data.
Mm.
How did Augusta's growth compare to Georgia and South Carolina recently?
Well, it's interesting. Both Georgia and South Carolina saw really strong job growth coming out of the pandemic from April 2020 up to about March 2023.
Okay.
But since March 2023, Georgia's employment growth has slowed down quite a bit. South Carolina's growth has continued, though maybe not quite as fast as before.
And Augusta, how did it compare?
Augusta mirrored that initial strong growth phase. Employment here grew about 16% through March 2023, similar to the state's. But for the 2 years since March 2023, Augusta's total employment has been essentially unchanged, flat.
So Augusta kept pace initially, but then hit a plateau while South Carolina kept growing and Georgia slowed.
That seems to be the pattern suggested by the March data, yes.
Any thoughts on why Augusta might have leveled off like that? Sector-specific issues?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It could be any number of things. Maybe specific local industries facing headwinds, maybe demographic shifts. Maybe it's related to that housing affordability crunch we talked about. It definitely warrants a closer look.
Okay, so let's try to wrap this up. Looking back at the start of 2025 for Augusta, what are the main takeaways? It seems like a pretty mixed picture overall.
I'd agree. We've seen overall employment reach record highs, definitely boosted by things like the Masters in April.
Right. Some definite bright spots there.
Mm-hmm.
And the leading economic index showed some positive signs, too, especially that big jump in March.
Yes. The LEI trends were largely encouraging. Housing construction, based on permits, also looked very active, particularly in March.
That activity comes alongside major affordability challenges in the housing market. That seems like a critical issue.
Absolutely. The affordability data is stark and likely impacting both residents and potentially future growth.
And while the local labor market seems relatively tight, with low unemployment claims, we saw those falling job openings earlier in the year. And Augusta's overall job growth has stalled compared to its neighbors recently.
Correct. That divergence from state trends over the last couple of years is a key observation. So yeah, growth, but also challenges and some potential warning signs.
So here's something for you, our listeners, to think about. We know the Masters gives Augusta a significant, reliable boost every April. But what happens after the tournament leaves town? What are the key underlying factors that will really drive Augusta's economic health for the rest of the year?
How much will that housing affordability issue bite? Can the professional services sector continue its growth? How will Augusta fare compared to the broader trends in Georgia and South Carolina?
Exactly. How do all these pieces, housing, jobs, inflation, those bigger economic currents, interact in the months ahead? It's certainly something to keep an eye on. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us today.